Hey everybody, Chris Webb. Welcome to today's program. Hey, listen, just a huge shout out to all of you who have, I've gotten just a tremendous amount of positive feedback. And to be quite honest with you, I didn't really have any expectations for starting a podcast except for knowing that as you pursue something, it's who you become in the process, right? I've found that that is the most important part of anything we do in life is who you become in the process. Jim Rohn talks about that a lot. So it's not the $1 million that makes the man. It is the making of the man in the pursuit of the $1 million. And I hope that that makes sense. It's who you become in the process that allows you to do and be and have the things that you want in life. So looking at that and looking at this podcast, my expectations or my intentions were just to become the person who pushes play and speaks his mind and just be more comfortable with that. And all of that being said, again, thank you guys so much for all the positive feedback. It's just been incredible. So today I want to touch on something I think that's just a huge topic that doesn't get talked about enough. Might seem superficial in the beginning, but in reality, it has massive effects. I don't know, probably across the globe, but definitely here in the United States, and that is stepping on the scale. So I'm happy to share with that. I have some thoughts on that, and I'm just going to pause right here for 1 second and just share a little something with you. Okay, guys, welcome back. I'm going to try to keep this really short today. So when I share these podcasts, it's typically because of conversations I've had with people either very recently, so it triggers something and I need to share it, or I think about some conversations I've had in the past. And today I want to just talk about the issue or the problem or the challenge with stepping on the scale, right? My wife always says scales are for fish, and there's a reason. So I've made a YouTube video, maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't, but I want to tell you the challenge that that we have not only with the scale, but then also that we have as a society. So the bathroom scale, if you have your typical bathroom scale, you step on it, it gives you one number, right? So what that number is supposed to represent in our minds is, I guess you can call it either progress or success. Or am I fat? Or am I losing weight? Or am I gaining weight? Whatever it is in your head. There's a few challenges here, and one of them is the word weight. I can tell you right now that we don't want to lose weight or gain weight. That's not a goal. It should never be a goal. Losing weight and gaining weight should never be a goal. You have to be more specific. If someone's trying to gain weight, they're not trying to gain fat. They're trying to gain muscle. If we're trying to gain weight, for those of you who, you know, and there might be a lot of people listening, they go, oh my gosh, who would ever want to try to gain weight? You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. There's a ton of people out there who want to gain weight, whether it is somebody who is trying to build a bunch of muscle, or maybe it's just somebody who's struggled their life being very, very thin and they want to gain weight. But the last thing that they want to do or should do is just go hit up McDonald's 5 times a day to gain weight, because then you're just putting on fat, right? And then we have the other side, which would be losing weight. And we don't want to lose weight. We want to lose fat and keep muscle. We don't want to lose muscle. Muscle's considered weight. We don't want to lose muscle. So all of that being said, you step on the scale, it gives you a number. And what it doesn't tell you is what that number represents. It just gives you an overall number. So the things that fluctuate in our body mass as we go through our day-to-day is going to be water, waste, fat, and muscle. Those are the 4 things that go up and down. What the scale doesn't tell you is which one of those things is going up or down, and how much, right? Think about it. water, waste, fat, and muscle. And did you know that if you don't drink enough water, your body is going to retain water? Retain it. So you could be retaining water. Also, did you know that as you lose fat, your body fills fat cells with water? Did you know that? Your scale is not going to tell you that. You could be doing all the right things. Your scale doesn't move. Your clothes still fit the same, but it's not telling you that your fat cells have replaced themselves with water or have filled themselves with water. And they just not have, and they just not yet have released the water. When you see people like, it seems like instantly getting thinner, it's most likely because their fat cells were replaced with water and then their water flushed out. And this isn't some secret stuff. This is just all, it's all on, you can find this all on any kind of internet search. You'll see it. So, what's the problem? The problem's going to be, and here goes back to the conversations that I've had with many people. And, you know, my wife and I, we've been on our health and fitness journey for almost 9 years now, or 9 years-ish, so I don't know, somewhere around there. And throughout these years, we've tried to help people stay consistent. And the reason why people aren't consistent is because their expectations aren't met. So the expectation is, I'm going to get up early. I'm going to start drinking more water. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to start eating better. And they do all those things that are fantastic. They do all those things. And they do it for a week or 2 weeks. And they step on the scale. And the scale doesn't move. Or heaven forbid, it went up a pound. And what did we just talk about? We don't know what the scale is telling you. You have no idea. It's just a number. You don't know what it is. But our expectations weren't met. Your expectations is that number's supposed to be lower. Who told us that? So who told us? We have to dig deep, like peel back the fucking layers here. Who told us that that number is supposed to go down on the scale without knowing what it is? Without knowing what is moving. Who told us that? Whoever it is, we need to be adult enough to know that, hey, that number is not a measurement of my success. Because again, we have to be adult enough to know that if you are doing those things, which I just said, let's say you're getting up earlier, you're getting a good night's sleep, for example, you're drinking more water, you're exercising, and you're eating better. We all know damn well that that is the recipe for success. We all know it. We all know it. You're going to tell me that if you do that over time, you're not going to have incredible results? We all know that's the truth. But it's fucking hard, so no one wants to do it. And then, so how do we let ourselves off the hook? We step on the scale, it doesn't move, or it doesn't meet our expectations, and I'm using the heavy air quotes here. It doesn't meet our expectations, and so we go, oh, fuck, this doesn't work for me. This particular program doesn't work for me. You can name any fucking program you want, any fucking name you want. But if the ingredients to that program are eat better, move more, get a good night's sleep, you can't fucking tell me for 1 second that that program doesn't work for you. There's not one person on this planet that that program does not work for. Not one. But when we wrap a name on it, we call it the this or that program, or this and this diet, or this and that, and then we do it, we step on the fucking bullshit scale, and then let ourselves off the hook. Oh, that doesn't work for me. I'm just big boned. Ever heard that before? Big boned. Go take an x-ray. See how big your bones are. So what are we really talking about here? I mean, what are we really talking about? We're all adult enough to know the true recipe for success when it comes to health and fitness or health and wellness. We all know it. Eat better, move more, get a good night's sleep, have great relationships, love. Love more than hate, right? We all know. We all know that to be true. And we all know that those good results are hard to get, right? It takes effort. Everything in life worth having takes effort. Our business industry is a prime example of that. People want to do what we're doing. They want to, you know, start an online business, put in no effort, and have massive results. Sound familiar? Just like health and wellness, just like exercise. I want to put in minimal efforts and have maximum results. What the fuck? Who told us that that is even possible? And then what do? Let ourselves off the hook. Oh, that doesn't work for me. Oh, this workout program doesn't work for me. Oh, that business, online business doesn't work for me. No, you didn't work it. You didn't put in maximum efforts. Maximum efforts. Are we afraid to put in maximum efforts? Are we afraid to do the hard? Are we afraid to embrace the suck? Are we afraid of all of that? Are we afraid to say, you know what? I know this is going to be fucking hard, but I'm going to do this for 3 months straight. I think if we weren't afraid of it, we would do it. And if we did it, we'd have massive results. So who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? I'm going to tell you who's going to do it. The people who throw their fucking scales away and say, I don't need this false reading. Look, you could be doing everything great for 2 weeks straight, like better than you've ever done in your whole life. And if that number doesn't fucking tell you what you want it to say, you give up on everything. You erase everything that you did, and now everything's just horrible again. You could feel fantastic, step on that scale, and then feel just totally defeated. What a bunch of fucking bullshit. And you know who wants us to have that? Who wants us to have that? Why don't you watch every fucking commercial that's on TV that says you're not good enough, buy our shit. You're not good enough, buy our shit. You're not good enough, buy our shit. How do we keep people not feeling good enough? Let's sell them some bathroom scales that don't tell them what the fuck is really going on in their body. And guess what? They'll buy them and they'll stand on them and they'll feel defeated and then they'll buy our shit. It's kind of like opening your eyes a little bit, isn't it? I can go on for a long time. You guys, thank you guys so much. I'm going to cut it off right here. I think I've said enough to at least let us think a little bit, make some decisions, know that if we want to be, if we want to have the results that we're looking for in life, we just need to be big boys and girls and do the fucking hard shit that we know that we're supposed to do. If we just stepped into that, we would all achieve at a lot higher level. So, hey, look, if you guys got any value from this at all, please screenshot this, post it on your social media, tag me in it with one of your biggest takeaways, and every week I'm doing a drawing and giving away some cool shit. All right, guys, thank you guys very much. Have a fantastic day.